Exodus 32, verses 21 to 24. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Moses has come back into the camp. He's come down from Mount Sinai. He's been given the law. But he smashed the tables of the covenant. Why? Because of the golden calf. And now, back among the people, Moses makes Aaron face up to his sin. First of all, Moses confronts Aaron. What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin? It's a very remarkable thing, noteworthy, and marks Moses out here that he is willing, one-to-one, to confront his own brother, Aaron. Aaron carried the can. Aaron had been left in charge, as we know. He was responsible. He should have led this people. He should have directed this people. He should have governed this people. He should have restrained this people. He should have taught this people. But he failed miserably. And Moses confronts him one-to-one, like Nathan did to David, like Paul did to Peter, like Peter did to Simon Magus. These are great preachers. Today, many preachers, I was going to say most preachers, can't even look at their congregation when they're on friendly terms with them or a passing acquaintance with them. But here are these men, Moses confronting Aaron, challenging him face to face in front of the people. It's not merely challenging him, he confronts him. He calls a spade a spade. He doesn't indulge in psychobabble. This is sin. This is great sin. This is such great sin. And you led them into this. You carry the can. As Nathan should say to David, thou art the man. You're the one. What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin? He will not allow family ties, friendship ties, loyalty ties stopping him. Jesus spoke of it, Matthew 10, 37 to 39, when he said about putting family before him. Moses will not allow the friendship of family, the loyalty here, to stop him facing up to his brother and challenging him, not with this jargon, but with a direct statement. Sin, great sin, such great sin. This is the spiritual meaning, surely, of passages like Matthew 5 about if your eye offends you, tear it out. Here Aaron, his brother, has offended, and Moses will not allow this brotherly love to overcome and stop him from confronting his brother with sin. This is the ruin of the covenant, Aaron, and you've sinned against God. Why? And Aaron's response, now this challenges us, all of us who are listening. The first point is a challenge. When we deal with people, we have to be firm and resolute and call a spade, and it needs courage and bravery and spirituality to know that we fear God more than man. And we will confront where we have to. It's my definition of preaching, as you know, if you've listened to many of these discourses, that a preacher should always confront, and Moses did here. But now we come to the response, and how that challenges us all. It rebukes us all. It exposes us all. Let's just see what Aaron does. Well, first of all, he sends up a smoke screen. Talk about fig leaf righteousness, like Adam behind trees and making fig leaves for himself to make garments out of fig leaves. First of all, Aaron blames the people. This is what he said, verse 22 and 23. He says, they said to me, you see, not me, God, it's they. They said to me, make us gods who will go before us. You see, It's them you should be talking to, not me. I'm not responsible. And then he says, this is what they said. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up from Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. In fact, Moses, you're really carrying the can. You've been away too long. So he blames the people. And then he blames his brother Moses. And then he comes to the crunch. Well, sorry, you can call it crunch. The most lame, the weakest, the most stupid excuse I've ever heard in my life. So I told them, whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. I'm not sinning. I'm just going along with the flow here. Then they gave me the gold. Now listen to this. And I threw it into the fire. Now here it comes. And out came this calf. That's a downright lie. In verse 4, we read that he had made the cast. Of course he had. He cast it. You can't throw gold in the fire and out comes a calf. Did he believe this? Was he that stupid? Does sin and conscience drive us to such foolish, ridiculous positions? Yes. Not me, Gov. But it is you, Gov. It is you, Gov. My friend, if you hide your sin, if you conceal your sin, you will not prosper. The book of Proverbs tells us this. There is no way in running away from God and hiding with our sins and pretending it's not us. We have sinned, and we have to carry the can, and we have to face God. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. And that's not to priests. That's to the great high priest, the Lord Jesus. Confess your sin, unbeliever. Confess your sin, believer. Don't hide. Don't try and make fig leaf righteousness. Whoever confesses and renounces sins finds mercy. Aaron didn't confess his sin, did he? Aaron tried to conceal it. Aaron tried to hide it. And he failed miserably. He utterly failed. Of course he did. He is responsible. He has led this people. See, Nathan confronts David, and David confesses his sins. Read the story. Read Psalm 51. Read the glorious Psalm 32 and see how the man who confesses his sins is washed from his sins in the blood of Christ. So what do we have here then? Moses confronting Aaron, making him face up to the fact that he had sinned. Unbeliever, one day you will be brought face to face with you, your God, and your sin, and you will have nowhere to go. And the lamest excuses then will be washed away. Even the best of your excuses are lame. Aaron's response? Passing the buck. Not me, Gov. Blame the people. Blame Moses. Blame anybody. Blame the fire. Blame the gold. Blame the calf itself. But no, Aaron, you are responsible. So let us learn from Moses here. And have the courage to speak God's word directly, whatever it may cost us, to confront men with the gospel. Let us learn from Aaron here. Unbeliever, learn it. Do not run away from God and hide. It is useless. Believer too. If I speak to any brother or sister who's in sin, confess it now. Renounce it. Open it up before God, and the blood of Christ will wash you if you confess your sin to him. Don't run away, don't make excuses, and don't hide. Excuses, excuses, excuses. No, confess your sin, and be forgiven and cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus. That's what I learned from this.